Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I used to work at a Chipotle several years ago. I didn't really work there for that long, just a few months. But it was long enough for something really crazy to happen. So I was working one night until close, which was 10 p.m. The Chipotle that I worked at was sort of in the middle of a huge shopping area. There were many stores like Target, Walmart, Costco, and others within a mile radius. There was also all the restaurants and smaller stores you could imagine as well. And sort of in the middle of this was the Chipotle. So things got pretty quiet at Chipotle at around 8 or 9 p.m. For the final hour, things really dragged on. Hardly anybody came in to order, so we started doing some cleaning. I went out and started to sweep the dining room area and clean the tables and stuff.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
By that point, there was just a few of us employees still there, and no customers sitting around. As I was sweeping towards the front of the store, I remember that I saw something weird. This guy came running into the parking lot at like a full sprint. He went right through it and then disappeared past the building. I only saw him for like a second because he was really flying. It seemed really weird, but I just kept working. We closed maybe 15 minutes later, and then soon after, I got off. I left the Chipotle and walked out to my car in the parking lot and got inside. My coworkers left as well, but I stayed in my car and was texting and Snapchatting some friends before I drove home. However, I was interrupted when I remember seeing something out of the corner of my eye in the mirror. I saw the running man again. He was sprinting into the parking lot once more, this time from another angle. However, as he approached my car, he slowed down to a jog. Then he went to my passenger's side door and stopped. He knocked on the window, and for some reason, I rolled it down a crack. I guess I was just curious as to what he wanted and why he was running around. The man was out of breath, and he asked if I could give him a ride. I had no idea who he was, and sprinting around like that was pretty weird, so I didn't want to. I said no, I couldn't. The guy then practically started begging me. He said he really needed just a quick ride and promised that it wouldn't be very far. I asked him where he was going. He started looking around and just said up the road. It seemed really sketchy. Then without me even answering, the guy just gave a frustrated scoff and then frantically left. He ran away, sprinting out of the parking lot again. At that point, I figured that I should get out of there and drive home before he changed his mind and ran back or something. So I left the Chipotle and started heading home. On my way back when I was on the road, I noticed about 5 police cars with flashing lights driving on the other side of the road. They were heading towards where I had come from. I didn't know what it was, but I didn't put 2 and 2 together yet. The next morning, though, I saw it on the news. One of the businesses in that same general shopping area had been robbed at gunpoint by a man. It was the same man who I had seen running. He stole a bunch of cash, and it was less than a mile from the Chipotle. Then he ran off. I guess he also attempted a carjacking, which did not work out. He ended up being caught about a mile from the shopping center later that night in a nearby woods. I realized that I had probably seen him running from the scene of the crime. And if I had agreed to give him a ride, who knows what could have happened. I wasn't really that scared in the moment when it happened, but after the fact, it seemed a lot scarier. This is something that happened not too long ago. I go to Chipotle all the time, and it's one of my favorite restaurants. There are also several locations that are pretty close to where I live. So most of the time when I get it, I order on the app, and then I just stop by and pick it up.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Every time it's just waiting in the bag on the shelf inside the restaurant. I also get points on the app, and then I end up getting free stuff. Many times I get it on my way back from work or the gym when I'm starving. This is a routine that I've done pretty regularly for probably over a year. One time, a few months ago, I ordered Chipotle on my way home from work like many other times. By the time I arrived at the Chipotle, I went inside and my order was done and on the shelf. I picked it up and left. Then I drove the rest of the way back home. After getting back to my apartment, I took the food out of the bag, but I noticed something else. There was an SD card that was inside the bag as well. It was like a random SD card that goes in a camera and you can connect it to your computer. I thought that maybe it was a mistake, but then I realized, how could that be possible? Somebody had to have put it in there on purpose. You don't just accidentally drop an SD card into a bag of Chipotle. I was curious, but I was also a little weirded out by this. After thinking about it for a few minutes, I decided to put the SD card in my computer. I was just too curious. Sure, I was a little worried that it might be a virus and break my computer or hack all my information, but ultimately I did it anyways. After entering the SD card in my computer, there was just one folder that was titled Folder. So I double-clicked it and it opened several images. I think it was maybe like 5 pictures. Each picture was what looked like a man wearing this really creepy mask on his face. The mask covered his entire head, and the face of the mask had wide eyes and very white skin. It also had these creepy-looking teeth. And the photos were taken with a flash in a very dark room, so I couldn't tell any other details at all. And I'm not going to lie, I was pretty creeped out. However, I figured that it was maybe just a prank. But why me? Why would somebody deliberately put this in my bag? Maybe it was random. Maybe somebody just walked up to one of the to-go orders and put it in the bag. Or maybe it was a Chipotle employee trying to be funny. The thought also occurred to me that possibly they did know who I was because I went there so often. I was considering all the possibilities, but ultimately I had no way to really find out. I wasn't going to go back to the Chipotle and investigate and interrogate the employees or anything like that, so I decided to just not go back to that Chipotle for a little while. But the story doesn't end there. It was just a few days after this when I was at home one night. It was maybe 10 o'clock and I was in my bedroom watching a show on my TV. I also live alone and have a one-bedroom place on the second floor of the building. Out of nowhere, there was a knock on the front door to my apartment. This was really strange because nothing like that had ever happened before, and I obviously was not expecting anyone. I got up and walked over to the front door out of curiosity. When I looked through the peephole, I saw a man standing there wearing that same creepy mask. He was looking right at the door. When I saw him, I'm pretty sure that I jumped back about 5 feet. In the moment, I had forgotten about the SD card and stuff, but my memory was quickly jogged. I realized that this was the same person. After a few seconds, I went back over to the door to look again. He was still there, not moving, just standing there facing the door and seemingly looking at me. He stayed there for what felt like a really long time. Then he turned and quickly walked away. I was really creeped out by the whole situation. How did he know where I lived? I didn't know what to do about it, but I told all my friends. Some of them told me to call the police, and some said that I should report it to the Chipotle. Others thought that it was funny. I didn't do anything about it, though. I figured he didn't do anything illegal, and it would be pretty hard to prove to the Chipotle. Plus, what would they even do about it? Overall, it was just a really bizarre thing. For the next few days, I was nervous that the guy would come back, but he never did. I stayed away from that Chipotle and went to a different one for a while. That was like 6 months ago. I've since gone back a few times, and nothing strange has happened. This still remains a mystery to me, though. I live in an apartment complex that's fairly new, and it's located pretty close to a few businesses. Many nights I go on walks when the weather is good, because there's a sidewalk that goes around my apartment complex. It also goes past several of the businesses and along a few streets as well. It's a nice and easy route to walk, and I prefer that over going on a treadmill. So one night, I went for a walk a little bit later than usual at around 9 p.m. It was a nice night, though, and the weather was good. I had worked late and wanted to get some fresh air and exercise, So I started walking, and basically the route that I took went past the apartment complex. Then I would cross the street, go past a few businesses, and then turn at the corner and walk another way that went back around the complex. It was a loop that would take about 15 minutes to walk, and I would usually walk 2 or 3 laps of it minutes later, but the guy looked like he had barely moved 5 feet. He was just standing around next to the building and appeared to be looking right at me. I looked at him for a moment and then continued. The man then seemed to start walking in my direction. I just kept going and didn't look back at him. I reached the corner and turned where I usually did, and then started walking along the street. It wasn't until about 5 minutes later that I looked behind me.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
When I did, I noticed that the man was there walking a pretty far ways back. I found this odd, but I wasn't nervous or anything yet. I kept going, and after turning another corner, I looked behind me once again. After a short time, I saw the man come around the corner. He was still walking behind me. I told myself that it was just a coincidence, and at that point, it very well could have been. I didn't look behind me for a long time, not until I got to my apartment again where I would start and end the walks. There, I glanced back, and the man was still there, but still a long ways behind me. I had been planning on doing another lap. I had a sort of bad feeling, like maybe the man was following me. Still, I told myself that I was just being paranoid, and I kept going. So I continued walking, and when I got towards the Chipotle again, the man was still behind me, except now he looked closer than before. Now I knew this was not a coincidence. Why would he leave the Chipotle just to walk around and then go back to it? I started walking faster and told myself not to look back. About 10 minutes later, when I was by the street, I couldn't help myself and I looked. The man was still there and even closer to me than before, even after I had started walking faster. Now I was regretting doing another lap, and I just wanted to get back to my apartment. As I kept walking, I could sense that the guy was getting closer and closer. I continued at my fast pace. I turned at the corner before my apartment, and I was nearly running. I didn't look back or anything. Finally, I reached my apartment building. It was not the main door to the place, but a side one. I went inside quickly and made sure that the door shut and locked. Then I started going up the stairs, which were right there. When I got to the second floor, I looked out of the window in the stairwell. I saw the man standing there and trying to open the door, but he couldn't get in, so clearly he didn't live there. When I was looking at him, he looked up and noticed me, and then he started knocking on the door. I ignored it and quickly moved away from the window and went to my apartment. After that, I made sure not to walk at night for a while. I'm not sure what that man wanted or who he was, but it's very strange. About a year ago, I was at Chipotle with a friend. One of my closest friends, Amy, and I were there sometime in the early afternoon. It wasn't really that busy inside of the Chipotle, but there were a few other people around. We were sitting at one end at a small table. I remember that at one point, I got up to get some more lemonade. It was then that this random guy walked up and approached me. He was wearing cargo shorts, a t-shirt, and had brown hair that was sort of gray as well. The guy appeared to be in his 40s or so and walked right up to me. Then he said that he had to show me something. At that point, he started to walk away and kind of waved me over. Now, I have really no idea why I followed him, but I did. I didn't really think at all, just reacted. The way he said it made me think he was just going to the other end of the restaurant, and I was curious as to what he was talking about. But then the guy opened the one side door to the Chipotle, not the main door. This one led out to the patio area. It was a nice day, but nobody was sitting out there. We walked outside, and then the guy just kept going. He started to walk off the Chipotle property and into the parking lot of a nearby business. This parking lot was fairly large and also had a good amount of cars in it. I believe that a grocery store was the main business for that lot, but there were a few others as well. When we had made it maybe 20 feet into the parking lot, I realized that this was really strange. I asked the guy what he wanted to show me, but he didn't answer me. He just made another hand gesture for me to keep following him. I wasn't going to, though. At that point, I stopped and I turned around and walked back to the Chipotle. I didn't hear the man say anything, and I'm not sure if he realized right away that I had stopped following him, because he wasn't looking at me. So at that point, I just went back inside and rejoined Amy at the table. She was confused and hadn't seen me leave, but noticed that I was gone for a long time. I told her about what happened, and we both agreed that it was really strange. For the rest of the time that we were inside eating, though, the man did not return. We stayed and talked for a while, and we were there for maybe 20 more minutes. Then we left the Chipotle to go to my car, which was in the parking lot. I remember that when I parked, there were no cars on either side of me, but now there was an SUV that was parked right next to my car. As we were approaching, the same man emerged from the driver's seat of the SUV. My heart sank when I saw him. He started walking up to us and then asked me directly why I didn't follow him. I said that I had to go back, and I asked him what it was that he was trying to show me. He didn't say, but he just said that he would give me a ride and motioned for me to get into his car. Then he walked back over to his SUV and told me to get inside and opened up one of the doors. I said no thanks, we had to be going now. By this point, the man was acting beyond sketchy. Amy and I quickly got inside of my car. The man ran around though and then came up to my driver's window. I heard him telling me to get out and that I needed to go with him. I yelled loudly that he needed to leave us alone or I was going to call the police. The man finally stopped and took a few steps back. Then I put the car into reverse and started leaving. However, after backing up a few feet, the man suddenly raced over and kicked the fender of my car pretty hard. I kept backing up and then turned and put the car in drive and left. Thankfully, the man didn't try to follow us in his car, and when I looked afterwards, my car had no damage. But something about that guy was really strange. I'm not sure what exactly his plan was. Where was he trying to lead me to? I'm not really sure, but I hope that I never see him again. I worked at Chipotle for a while up until about 2 years ago. Towards the end of my time there, I remember this one incident that really made me want to quit. So I was working behind the counter, and it had been a kind of busy evening. By now, it was maybe 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night, so it was just starting to quiet down. There were a good number of people eating inside, and there was finally no line of people waiting to order anymore. I remember that a man walked in and approached me at the counter. I asked him what he wanted, and he proceeded to try to use every so-called hack and strategy under the book. He started out by asking for a bowl with brown rice and half chicken, half steak, and asked me to, quote, load it up. I asked him if he wanted a double serving of chicken or steak, and he said no, he just wanted one half of each. So I gave him a generous serving of rice, but I wasn't going to risk getting in trouble and being reckless. I've never considered myself to be stingy when working there. I know some people are, but I want the customer to be happy. However, there's a line between generous and reckless. Anyways, I gave him a good amount of chicken and steak. In fact, he nearly got a full serving of each. But then after I scooped them, he was like, "Come on, you can do better." I told him I'm not giving him any more without it being a double order. Then he said he would get a double order and told me to give the exact same amount of each again. By now, I was getting really annoyed. So we finally moved on to the other ingredients, and the man asked for extra of every other thing. Then he, of course, asked for several extra tortillas on the side and stuff. He also asked for guacamole, and even after I told him it was extra, he said yes. Then he asked for extra guac. By that point, the bowl was like overflowing, and I could barely close it with the lid. When I was ringing him up, he suddenly freaked out and said that he was not paying extra for guac. He rambled about how it doesn't cost extra anymore, which was a total lie. He also claimed that he never asked for extra chicken or steak, which he did. He called for my manager, who came by and sided with me. She saw how full the bowl was and just how much meat was in there, and she knew that there was no way that was a single serving. The man said that he refused to pay. I told him that he could leave then. By now, I was really ticked off. The guy's whole personality just really made me mad. After arguing back and forth for a short time, he then took out his cell phone and started recording me. Then he started yelling really loud, getting the whole restaurant's attention that he was, quote, getting scammed, and he started saying that I should be fired. My manager and I just stared at him and let him make a fool of himself. Everyone else in the restaurant was just staring at him like he was a weirdo. Then, after he was done with his 30-second rant, he suddenly just grabbed the bowl and made a run for it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We let him because I wasn't going to chase after this guy and tackle him for a bowl of Chipotle. Then my manager called the police. We reported the whole incident, and I was able to leave a while later. I'm not sure if the man was ever found or what, but not long after, I quit. That was by far the craziest thing that ever happened when I worked there.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.